A segment that aired Monday on The O'Reilly Factor on Fox News is being criticized for the way it stereotypes Asian Americans. Fox News correspondent Jesse Waters went to Chinatown in New York City to ask people on the street their opinion of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Chinese-American relations. The segment was seen as offensive by many, including Paul Chung, president of the Asian American Journalists Association, who joins us now. Paul, welcome.
Thank you.
And let's listen to a little bit. We've actually cut together some of the moments that have been seen as the most offensive. But here it is, Jesse Waters.
Am I supposed to bow to say hello?
Lei hao. Lei hao.
Is it the year of the dragon? Rabbit? Do they call Chinese food in China just food? Do you know karate?
Yeah, I know.
Hit my hand. That's nothing.
Okay.
Now, we should point out that karate is a Japanese martial art, and that was one of the things that people had a problem with there. But, Paul, what was your reaction when you saw this?
I was quite shocked with this segment because, you know, the premise is going to Chinatown to look at, you know, what the voters in Chinatown are thinking of Trump and also the China-U.S. relationship. But if you look closer at the segment, very little was about the content, you know. Instead, they really went into a litany of stereotyping.
And actually, there were a couple of interviews that he was doing, and you could hear one of them when he said, is this the year of the dragon? He was speaking to people that clearly didn't really speak English and kind of making fun of them.
Exactly. And, you know, what really upsets, I think, a lot of our community was especially when they interviewed to the Asian Americans whose primary language isn't English, and to make a mockery out of them was quite offensive. And I think if this is supposed to be a new segment, you know, I can't help to wonder if the people he interviewed understand how they're being portrayed in this segment.
He also spliced in some clips of movies, and I understand you had a problem with that as well.
Exactly. You know, for example, with the elderly woman's silent response to one of his query, they pair it with a Mel Brooks Young Frankenstein clip where the actress says, speak, speak, why don't you speak? Hmm. And, you know, when you look at the woman's reaction is, A, I'm not even sure if she knew what was going on. And clearly, he just basically ambushed.
So you reached out to Fox News about your concerns to see if they would comment. Fox News correspondent Jesse Waters responded on Twitter saying, as a political humorist, the Chinatown segment was intended to be a light piece, as all Waters World segments are. My man on the street interviews are meant to be taken as tongue in cheek, and I regret if anyone found offensive. What do you think of that response?
Well, I mean, we're no strangers to satires or being tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, it's 2016. You know, we should be far beyond tired of using racial stereotypes to be funny, and I think we could do better than that.
And what about Fox News? They hadn't responded, but then they got in touch with you.
Yes. I have reached out to the two producers. They have circled back with me with an invitation to Bill O'Reilly's Factor show.
So does that mean that you're going to be on the O'Reilly Factor?
Well, we appreciate Mr. O'Reilly's, you know, invitation of me being on his program. But right now we want to look at what's the best way and the most meaningful way to have a dialogue with the producers and the show hosts in terms of how we could move this conversation forward.
Is this, because this is getting in the headlines, this is a segment that's getting a lot of attention, a lot of criticism, but is this something you deal with a lot? Do you see the portrayal of Asian Americans in the media and on television as offensive?
You know, when I look at this segment, it does remind me of the Oscar opening where you have three Asian American kids coming on the show and being the butt of the jokes, except that they didn't know they were the butt of the jokes, right? And if you look at AAJA's Media Watch Committee, over the past, you know, couple years, we have been very active in terms of holding media accountable for how they're portraying the Asian American community, especially in news.
So, like, give me an example of something else that's come up that has been offensive.
If we could just remember the KTVU incident with the Asiana airline where You know, the show host was, you know, using names that was clearly not the pilot's name, but it was really, again, derogatory to Asian Americans.
That's Paul Chung, the president of the Asian American Journalists Association. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, Bill O'Reilly appeared to know that this segment was going to cause some controversy. Here's a bit of an exchange he had with Jesse Waters immediately after the segment aired.
It's gentle fun, so
yes.
I know we're going to get letters. It's inevitable, but it was gentle.
It was all in good fun.
But most of the people that you spoke with, particularly the younger people, they knew what was going on.
They did. I think it was probably 60-40 pro-Hillary, anti-Trump.
You know, that surprised me. I didn't know Trump was going to do that well.
Bill O'Reilly and Jesse Waters, and of course, we will keep an eye on this story as it develops, and you can weigh in with your comments at our website, hereandnow.org.